Lesson 30, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 22 and 23. Introduction. During the Great Apostasy, the ordinances of Jesus Christ's Church were changed, eliminated, or performed without proper authority. In the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22, the Lord affirmed that the ordinance of baptism must be performed by those with the authority to grant individuals church membership and entrance into the kingdom of God. Section 23 of the Doctrine and Covenants includes a revelation received by Joseph Smith for five men who earnestly desired to know God's will for them: Oliver Cowdery, Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, Joseph Smith Sr., and Joseph Knight. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22. Baptism must be performed by those who have the proper authority. Invite three students to take part in a role play. Invite one student to play the role of an investigator who believes the church is true. The investigator has been baptized by immersion in another church and does not understand why another baptism is necessary. Ask the other two students to play the role of missionaries who are trying to answer the investigator's question. Invite the class to consider how they might respond if they were in this situation themselves. Note: role-playing. Role-playing helps students practice applying gospel solutions to real-life situations. Role-playing will be more successful if you give participants enough information and time to prepare. As students role-play, they will likely make mistakes. Be sensitive to their feelings and attitudes, and take care not to criticize their mistakes. At the end of the role-play, it can be helpful to ask observers if there are other ideas they might have brought up if they had been participants. After the role-play, explain that the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22, was prompted by a similar situation. Many of those seeking membership in the church had been baptized in their former faiths. They wondered why they had to be baptized again. Joseph Smith inquired of the Lord concerning their question. In response, the Lord taught an important doctrine of the restoration of the gospel. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22, verse 1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a phrase that relates to the restoration of the gospel. What phrase in this verse relates to the restoration of the gospel? A new and everlasting covenant. To help students understand this phrase, invite one of them to read the following statement aloud. Quote, "The new and everlasting covenant is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is composed of all covenants, contracts, bonds, obligations, oaths, vows, performances, connections, associations, or expectations that are sealed upon the members of the church by the Holy Spirit of promise, or the Holy Ghost, by the authority of the President of the church, who holds the keys. The President of the church holds the keys of the Melchizedek priesthood. He delegates authority to others and authorizes them to perform the sacred ordinances of the priesthood. Marriage for eternity is a new and everlasting covenant. Baptism is also a new and everlasting covenant, and likewise ordination to the priesthood. And every other covenant is everlasting and a part of the new and everlasting covenant, which embraces all things." End quote. From Answers to Gospel Questions, compiled by Joseph Fielding Smith, Jr., Volume 1, page 65. Ask students to summarize in their own words the meaning of the phrase, "New and Everlasting Covenant." How might learning about the New and Everlasting Covenant be helpful to those who have been baptized without priesthood authority? By what authority are ordinances administered under the New and Everlasting Covenant? The authority of the priesthood. Write the following doctrine on the board. Baptism must be performed by one having authority from God. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22, verses 2 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify phrases that indicate the Lord does not accept baptisms performed without priesthood authority. In this revelation, the Lord referred to the ordinance of baptism as entering in at the straight gate. Then invite students to report what they have found. In what sense are unauthorized baptisms dead works? They provide no eternal benefit to those who participate in them. According to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 22, verse 3, what did the Lord do because of the dead works that were being performed at the time? He caused His covenant to be re-established and His church to be built up. How have you been blessed because you belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the only church that has the authority to perform essential ordinances? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23. 5 men are called to strengthen the church. Ask students to think of a time when they received some much-needed words of encouragement or direction from another person. You might ask a few students to share their experiences. Invite students to look at the introduction to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, and identify 5 men addressed in this section. Explain that in this revelation, each of these men received specific instruction from the Lord. Encourage students to look for lessons they can learn as they study the Lord's words to these men. The following biographical sketches provide helpful context for Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23. Hiram Smith, an older brother of the prophet, assisted in the publication of the Book of Mormon by working directly with the printer. He served as president of the first branch of the church in Colesville, New York. Hiram was faithful to the Lord and the church throughout his life. Samuel Smith, a younger brother of the prophet, was baptized in May 1829. In June 1830, he departed on a mission and placed a Book of Mormon that would eventually lead to the conversion of Brigham Young and many of his family members. Samuel was loyal to his family and to the church throughout his life. Samuel was not ready to preach when this revelation was given, but 2 months later he would begin his missionary service. Joseph Smith Sr., the prophet's father, joined the church the day it was organized. The following summer, he and his son Don Carlos embarked on a mission to extended family in New York. He became a high priest and the first patriarch of the church. Joseph Smith Jr. described his father as, quote, "a man faithful to his God and to the church in every situation and under all circumstances through which he was called to pass," end quote. From History of the Church, Volume 4, page 192. Joseph Knight Sr. was a close friend of Joseph Smith Jr. and had shown him great kindness. He provided the prophet with supplies while he worked on the translation of the Book of Mormon. He had felt a desire to be baptized with others on the day the church was organized, but he refrained because he wanted to study the Book of Mormon further. He later wrote, "I should have felt better if I had gone forward to be baptized." As quoted in Larry Porter, The Joseph Knight Family, Ensign, October 1978, page 40. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for a warning the Lord gave to Oliver Cowdery. What warning did the Lord give to Oliver? How can pride lead to temptation? What are some ways we can avoid feelings of pride that would lead us to temptation? According to verse 2, what blessing would Oliver have? The ability to preach the truth. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verses 3 through 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for similarities in the instructions the Lord gave to Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, and Joseph Smith Sr. How were the Lord's instructions to these men similar? Each was called to exhortation and to strengthen the church. You may want to explain that the call to exhortation refers to the responsibility to teach the gospel to others. Invite 3 students to take turns reading aloud the biographical sketches of Hiram Smith, Samuel Smith, and Joseph Smith Sr. Before the sketches are read, ask the class to listen for ways in which these men fulfilled the calling to exhort and to strengthen the church. After each sketch is read, ask students to share what they learned. What are the similarities and differences between the instructions to Hiram Smith and Samuel Smith? What are some ways in which we can exhort and strengthen the church? Invite a student to read aloud the biographical sketch of Joseph Knight Sr. Then ask another student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verses 6 through 7, which contains the Lord's counsel to Joseph Knight Sr. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded him to do. What was Joseph Knight commanded to do? To pray vocally, in private, with his family and friends, and before the world, to join the true church, and to exhort others. What evidence do you see in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 23, verse 7, that the Lord desired to bless Joseph Knight Sr. Explain that a short time after the Lord gave this revelation, Joseph Knight Sr. chose to be baptized. He remained devoted to the church throughout his life, defending the prophet Joseph Smith privately and publicly. The prophet later described Joseph Knight Sr. as, quote, faithful and true, and even-handed and exemplary, and virtuous and kind, never deviating to the right hand or to the left, end quote. From Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 462. Invite students to state a principle they have learned from studying Doctrine and Covenant section 23. Students may express principles such as the following. As we desire to serve the Lord, we can receive personal guidance from Him. The Lord will bless us as we follow the guidance He gives us. Invite students to ponder the guidance they have received from the Lord through the Holy Ghost, the words of living prophets, or the Scriptures. Give them a few minutes to reflect on how they will obey the counsel they have received. You may want to invite them to write in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals any impressions they receive. Assure them that they will be blessed with help and guidance from the Lord as they do what He asks. Scripture Mastery Review. In previous lessons, students learned the first 10 Scripture Mastery passages selected for the Doctrine and Covenants course of study. If time allows, help students deepen their mastery of these passages by reviewing them and conducting a brief locating activity. Invite students to locate and explain the meaning of the first 10 Scripture Mastery passages listed on the Scripture Mastery bookmark. Then ask them to close their books. Call out a phrase from one of the passages, either from the text of the passage or from the keywords on the bookmark, and invite students to turn to the correct passage in their Scriptures. You might add variety by timing the class to see how long it takes for everyone to find the passage. Or you could invite a student to give the clue and challenge the class to race you to locate the correct passage. Other Scripture Mastery Review ideas can be found in the appendix at the end of this manual.